And now I have a second simulation.
And this is also a simulation for the motion of electrons in a magnetic and an electric field, except this time we'll be looking in reciprocal space. So the red line is the Fermi circle. This is a simulation for a two-dimensional metal. The states inside the Fermi circle are filled, and the states outside the Fermi circle are empty.
So let me try to start this. It would be it's probably this one. Yes. Okay. So I start out with no electric field and no magnetic field, and there is some
scattering. So there's finite temperature, there's some phonons that are taking filled states and scattering them into empty states. And then you get filled states up here and empty states below, and they scatter back. The green point, again, is indicating the average current. And if there's no electric field applied, then there are as many positive K states as there are negative K states, so the current is zero. The green point stays about zero. It's fluctuating a little bit because some of the states are coming up here, and they go outside the unit circle, we call that inside the unit circle, but on average, there's zero current.
And then I apply an electric field. So this is 10 to the minus 6. Let's try 1. I apply an electric field,
and what happens is that the electric field starts to move the states, and it moves them then outside the Fermi circle. That makes the states here outside the Fermi circle then see lower energy states over here, these inside the Fermi circle, and they scatter from outside the Fermi circle back over here, inside or outside, but near the Fermi circle on the other side. And this gives a net current because now there's an imbalance. There's more states outside the Fermi circle on the left than there are outside the Fermi circle on the right, and you get current flow. So this is the picture of current flow in reciprocal space. And this is how you would calculate the current density from the dispersion relationship. You have some dispersion relationship, you know what it looks like as a function energy versus K, and then you sum over every possible K, you figure out the occupation of that, and using Fermi's golden rule, you calculate these transition rates from the occupied states here back to the empty states there. You sum all that up and you can calculate the current density. I do it in the advanced course. So for this course, you just have to know this picture. So we're not going to do any calculation. And then I'll turn the electric field off and turn a magnetic field on. And the magnetic field rotates the states like this. But if you just apply a magnetic field, the average current is zero. And if you turn them on at the same time, the magnetic field continues to rotate them, but the electric field is pulling them off here to the right, and maybe I need a bit more of each so we can see the Hall angle better.
Something like this.
There's so many empty states here that it's a little bit unphysical what I've done now. All I was trying to do is get this green point a little bit further from the red point so that we can see the electric field is like this, and there's a The green point is at an angle to the electric field. The electric field is like this, it's pushing the states over here, but before they get a chance to fall back to the other side, the magnetic field pushes them down. And that gives a Hall angle. So this green point, if there was just an electric field, would be here, and now it's at an angle to the electric field. So there's you can calculate these same things that we saw in real space. You can calculate them in reciprocal space. And a modern calculation of transport would be done in reciprocal space. You would sum over all of the k states of the in the first Brillouin zone, and you would calculate what happens to all those states when you apply an electric and a magnetic field. This one.